Hi, welcome back to Lessons I Learned in Law. This is our mini-series called Inside the Agency, where we get the chance to showcase the amazing, talented consultants and other people working at Heriot Brown in-house legal recruitment. This is part of Lessons I Learned in Law, which is our podcast where we sit down with a general counsel and you hear their three lessons learned in law. So a little bit of a sidetrack on that in series five. I'm joined today by Mark Bailey. Hi, Mark.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Glad to be finally invited on.
I know. Yeah. Wow. It's good to have you. Keen to hear all about what's going on. So Mark joined us. He's just about coming up for a year anniversary with Heriot Brown. How are you feeling about that landmark?
Yeah, no, really pleased. Yeah, I've enjoyed the whole year. It's flown by. I hadn't realised it was upon us, basically.
Yeah, time flies. Mark joined us to really sort of grow and I guess develop our offering on the interim and contract market. So that sort of works really closely with the perm team at Heriot Brown and provides our clients and a service to lawyers who are interested in contracts with shorter term interim assignments. So how's that market at the moment, Mark? How are things developing?
Very busy. Yeah, hectic. I was looking forward to joining because I knew it would be busy. I probably just didn't expect it to be as busy, which is great.
Yeah. And seen a bit of an uptick even recently, just with the slowdown on permanent hires in the economic market.
Yeah, I'd say definitely in the last even 3 months, there's been quite an uptick. Obviously, there's a little bit of a lull after Christmas, as always expected, and there's a couple of half-term school holidays and such, which, do kind of have a bit of an impact. But where the clients have been kind of slowing down on the permanent side, there's still been a lot more opportunity for us to provide solutions to clients on the interim side.
Nice. Good. So tell, for the benefit of everyone, tell us a bit about your background and your career up to date.
I've kind of stopped counting how many years I've been doing recruitment. I think it's I stopped counting after 13. I think we might be up to 14, 15 now. Initially started off in structural engineering recruitment, actually, before the recession. And then obviously recession happened. So moved to a public sector focused legal business. So working with councils, really liked working with lawyers, very engaging, very intelligent people. And then made the transition from local authority, public sector legal recruitment into in-house, and have focused on that ever since. Always interim as well. So yeah, it's been really good.
What's the public sector market? How does that work, and what's that like?
Public sector is very different to the in-house, and even what Heriot Brown does, in the sense of you can't have the interaction with the line managers. It's all through platforms. So a client will need for example, childcare lawyer. And they will post it on this portal and it will be just fired out to potentially 5-6 different agencies. And it's sometimes just the fastest finger first, unfortunately. So each agency might have 3 slots, but if a client gets 6 CVs from 2 agencies, they won't necessarily want to go through all, say, 15 CVs that they've got. So in terms of timing, you might have to react in the space of 2 minutes to start submitting CVs. Whereas with Heriot Brown or just the in-house market in general, it's a bit more consultative and you can actually build those relationships and actually find the right person for the client.
Yeah, sounds like a good place to cut your teeth though, on that fastest fingers first. It gets you your pencil sharpened.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I mean, definitely gave me like a good ground in the sense of like candidate relationships and management. So yeah, it's very good in terms of like the information that candidates provide you. You're going to upskill your knowledge fairly quickly.
Nice. So like over the years, there's obviously been over the last 10, 15 years, there's been a huge change within interim and contract lawyers and a lot of players. What's been the what do you feel are the drivers behind that, and the main changes that you've seen since in your time working in interim?
Good question. Multitude of things have changed. I'd say there's been positives and negatives. In terms of the positives, I feel like clients are a lot more understanding of the interim market. When I first moved into the in-house market, there was still some reluctance to hire people on an interim basis, because I kind of felt like the person coming in wouldn't necessarily be as good as their permanent hires. Whereas now, clients are a lot more understanding of, right, if I can find someone who's been working for, say, 2-3 years, focused on, say, commercial contracts, say, within a retail space, they'll probably have a good amount of knowledge in terms of, like, the commercial contracts knowledge to undertake a project within a tech company. Because, yeah, it's very much a similar type of work. Obviously, you're going to have to learn the technicalities of each market, but overall, it's very similar work. So, yeah, that's been a good thing. And I think clients also realize that it's much better to have someone who's willing and able to upskill in that, say, 6-12 month opportunity, rather than trying to struggle on with that resource, or even go to a law firm, which is in some cases a much more expensive option than coming to us.
Yeah, in-house legal teams, I guess, have evolved over the years as well, and they're able to look at those, where's the demand, and seem to resource quite efficiently now, which has been a bit of a driver for change from what I've observed. Historically, when I first got into legal recruitment, the view of an interim, it fit a profile like someone perhaps that wasn't able to get a permanent role, or was looking for something that they weren't as involved with the business. But again, I feel that's changed. Have you seen more junior lawyers or people at a mid-level move towards contracting?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say, yeah, you're definitely right in the sense of people or clients thinking, they used to ask a lot of questions like, why are they looking at interim? It's like, because, you know, it could suit their lifestyle. I mean, I know some lawyers who work 6 months of the year in the summer and then head off to the boats for the winter. Great lifestyle if you can get it. But yeah, in terms of the more junior end, where they haven't quite bought their boats as yet, there's definitely an appetite from the lawyers alone just to kind of enjoy the opportunity in terms of working with various clients, not necessarily locking themselves in as a career interim and just focusing on one sector. There's quite a few people that I've worked with over the years that have, say, maybe started off in, for example, construction and now work in the tech space, which it's a great value add anyway, just because in terms of the experience that they bring, but it's varied. They may see things from a different point of view to what a client has. And I think even from like a Gen Z point of view, obviously it's a very junior market at the moment, but they are much more likely to hop, because it might be a case of they like the sound of the ethos of a particular company, and then they may just decide to move on to a similar company, which, you know, also matches their interest. There's definitely more acceptance, I'd say, from clients and candidates that moving around won't affect your career long term.
Outside of work, what's Mark got involved? What would be one thing that people wouldn't know about Mark?
What one thing? I mean, it's very varied. I mean, Zoe's always talking, and even Emma has started commenting on how I'm always doing something. But yeah, I'd say overall, anything with music, I'll be there, whether it's like a gig or a festival. I mean the last few weeks have been very busy on that front, just with a lot of gigs in the diary, and yeah, even just at home, listen to a lot of music to kind of relax, or when I'm out running. Yeah, music, anything with music, basically.
Nice one. So working with lawyers and providing interim services to clients over the years and tying it back into the lessons learned, what's the one lesson that you've learned from working with lawyers during that time?
I think being adaptable, adaptability from both a candidate and client side. For example, clients may have a particular need, and in terms of what their options might be, it might not always be as straightforward as they would hope. It might be the PQE, for example. It might be the actual specialism that might be an issue. But working with many clients and kind of working through the process of what they actually need, being able to kind of work with them to provide slightly different options to what they might have been thinking of, but have worked out probably better than they expected, and with candidates as well. I've had to learn that, and this has come over the years as well, I've had to learn that people aren't working in the same way, whether it's due to working from home more so, or whether it's because just a lot of interim lawyers might have places or might live further afield and have other commitments. So working with them to help the client understand that you might not necessarily need them for 5 days. They could do all your work, the 5 day work you need, in say 3 to 4 days. So yeah, lawyers have definitely helped me understand that, you know, it's not as black and white as it used to be. We've all had to adapt.
Yeah, I think it's a really good lesson, like not people not putting themselves in a box as well, and thinking this is what I am, or this is what I'm exactly what I'm looking for. And I find on the permanent side as well, lawyers are very adaptable and can pick smart people, so can pick things up. So well, thanks Mark for sharing that. I think that's given a really good insight into the interim market in legal, and hopefully lets people learn a bit more about you as well.
Yeah, no, thanks. I feel like I might want to still do a spot and start interviewing people now. I've enjoyed this.
I know, absolutely natural. Yeah, it's better been in this seat, by all means. Awesome. Well, cheers for your time, and thank you for listening. Stay tuned, and please subscribe to stay up to date with future episodes of Lessons I Learned in Law and this fantastic mini series Inside the Agency, and to hear more about Harriet Brown and the consultants that are here. Thanks for listening.